When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Jelani, Greg never leaves the house without at least a pocket full of King's Hawaiian.
As you should. He's a smart guy.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Yeah. I mean, right there on the rocks, right next to the water.
Well, I would ask the question, were the seas angry at that?
It looks it.
I think they were, Captain.
Because if they were, maybe don't be on the end of a rock, you know.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
The Grinch was on. And I got to tell you something. Strong film.
Extraordinary.
Deserved an Oscar.
Well, I wouldn't go quite so far as Oscar.
I would.
I would say it'd be my top five of Christmas movies.
It would. It's top three for me.
Yeah, well, I mean, Courtney, we know your taste.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
They come in, everybody had roses in their mouth. They walk on our thing and they already got roses. They got bouquets in their head. I was like, okay.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory. And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right. Jingling, everybody.
Ooh, good morning.
What up? Hopefully the bells. Got it. You got that one?
Morning.
Hello. Hi, Wiggy.
What's going on?
Hey, Shime. I was accused of not saying hello to you yesterday morning.
Greg. Good morning.
My apologies. Curtis.
It's okay.
What's happening?
Goodbye, Greg.
Where are you going, Curtis?
Just Josh, and I'm ready for 4 hours of sports talk.
Oh. Okay. First of all, winter has officially arrived, Curtis.
Say for you.
It's bone-chilling cold this morning.
Terrible.
So if you are venturing out anytime soon,
brick.
Be aware of that.
Whew.
But hot stove around here.
Heating up.
Red Sox with a huge move yesterday.
I love it. Good job by the Sox going out and getting, I know he's a little bit older, but he's supposed to be a pretty good reliever.
Well, right? 36 years old, Aroldis Chapman.
Right.
Perhaps overpaid a little bit, a touch maybe.
$10 million is not much, though, in the world of baseball.
Yeah, okay.
So I think that the move was good. I'm just ready for, because I heard this on the afternoon show yesterday, and this one really, really drives out. What's that? That puts a hair on your crawl or something like that? Statement?
Sure.
Oh, God. If I got to listen to this guy is such a horrible guy and what he did... what he did 10 years ago was based on, reading it, all right, it wasn't a good thing.
Well, he never admitted the really bad part, the gun part he admitted to.
Yeah, he never admitted to it. He was never convicted or indicted
wrongly accused.
Who the hell knows?
You're going with wrongly accused.
No, but even if... my point is, even if he did do it, sooner or later, people... You must have some friends out there that did some bad things a while ago and then changed their life. When do people ever get a second chance?
You're looking at one. I mean, if you remember correctly, I sat in a jail in Clinton, Massachusetts for an hour and a half till I was bailed out.
I mean, is this what we gonna look? Are we gonna have to hear this over and over about the Red Sox signing a guy that had a situation, 10 years ago?
If he's good, you won't hear it from anybody.
I mean, it's fair, I think, to ask the character question. I mean, I think...
Is it really? From a 10-year stint?
I mean, I don't know. If you knew someone that did what he was alleged to do, and it was 10 years later, would you want your wife or daughter around him?
No, I mean, I would
that's what I'm talking about.
No, but I would look at it and go, okay, this guy has changed his life, and it was been over 10 years ago, and if I knew about it, I wouldn't be like, oh, I don't want you guys around this person.
Well, he served a 30-game suspension back then, so he did he did pay the price in the league. He does not, to this day, says that he did not, that the girlfriend's brother pushed him. He didn't put his hands on her, and he apologized for using the gun.
Right.
Does that make, if you just apologize for using the gun, is that okay?
No. I'm saying what you did was wrong.
Yeah.
It was wrong.
Yeah.
But when do you get to the point where it's like, okay, you look and he's been a model person, citizen for the past 10 years where he's had no incidents. There's been nothing going on. Did he make a mistake even if he did do it? Yes, but sooner or later, you got to give a guy a second chance, and it can't be hopping on what he did, because that's what's wrong with our world nowadays. You do something, you say something, and people are instantly going back to what you posted 10 years ago on Twitter and going, get this guy out of here. He's a horrible person.
I think it's very different posting something on social media.
I don't think it is.
You think posting something on social media and what he's accused of doing are similar?
I don't think it's different in the sense that people, for whatever reason, they always want to dig in your past. And when you've done something, they always want to bring that up, even if you have changed who you are as a person.
This is Sal from Plymouth. Hello, Sal.
How are you this morning?
What's going on?
Nothing. I'm not sure why this guy keeps getting a bad rap. I understand about, things that he's accused of, but he was fully cleared. They have her text messages, her planning the whole thing with her friend. He countersued her, and just so she didn't have to pay because she got caught, she'd
I think you're thinking of Trevor Bauer,
You're thinking of Trevor Bauer. That's a completely completely different situation, completely different player.
Yeah.
We would have been fine with the Red Sox, I think, taking a shot at Trevor Bauer prior to last season.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure we called for it last year.
You could have got him for a song, as the expression goes.
Right.
So.
And with him, we know his situation was jacked up. And look at his career, basically over. I mean, he's playing. I think he's playing over in Japan or something like that.
Yeah. Well.
But it's something we're going to have to listen to.
Well, there are people who have opinions, Wiggy.
No, I know.
Is it okay if what differs from yours?
No, I got no issues with it, but it's the lowest of the lowest hanging fruit.
Well, they just signed a guy.
Yep.
It's the only signing they've made this offseason.
It's a good one.
And his biggest part of his bio is that he allegedly assaulted his girlfriend.
Right.
He copped to shooting because there was a bullet hole in a window.
Yeah, he so copped to shooting a gun.
So you couldn't really say that that wasn't there.
No.
And it was his gun, so he said, oh yeah, fine, I shot the gun.
Yeah.
That's all that he copped to because that's all that they could prove by walking into the house.
Well, that's all we know. That's all we can basically accuse him of.
I am hoping that this is just the bread service and that there is an appetizer and then some kind of stuffed lobster entree coming.
Very I hope
soon,
so.
Curtis from the Boston Red Sox.
Well, I got a juicy lead about it.
Things are just heating up when it comes to the stove.
I have to say, Sam's best signing was Wiggy because there has never been more money, better mileage out of a deal.
No, I'm just
kidding. It was just a bag of merch, by
I'm
the way.
Just saying,
well, unbelievable.
It really wasn't. I mean, the merch was nice.
It was very nice.
I'm stating facts.
I believe there were two bags, too.
Yeah,
like,
merch is merch.
I'm stating facts.
If you can buy somebody off with merch,
it has nothing to do with it.
Then their price needs to go up.
You know what,
Greg? Big whiff by Bill Belichick not bringing in Darren Sharper. I mean, I thought that guy, you know, miscommunication, though.
Well, he's in jail, though.
Hardest hitting safety in the league.
There's a difference. He was convicted of his crimes. He's in jail.
Well, OJ, why not bring in OJ? Great running back.
OJ was never convicted.
A big whiff.
Under the criminal law, we all know he did it, but Wiggy's, for whatever way, he was able to get away.
Wiggy's Mount Everest of celebrities is OJ Simpson, Michael Jackson.
Don't they want to drag your boy Trump through the mud for some of the stuff that he did back in the day?
Ooh.
What? Oh, okay. That stuff disappears. I'm like, listen,
Wiggy,
people
watch
can change. People can change. No, I don't have to watch out. I'm the one who says people can change.
Yes, right.
Of course people can change. Yes. Absolutely. I just think it's interesting in this case. But you know,
I don't believe people when they're always bringing up somebody's past, they're quick to say they don't believe that person changed.
The weirdest part about this whole thing was the 30-game suspension he said he was going to appeal 10 years ago, but then didn't do it. And his whole thing, I was reading it yesterday, like his lawyer told him it would be better if he didn't appeal it.
Right. That whole trade got shot down because of it.
But I think some people look at that and say, well, then he must have been guilty for something because he didn't appeal
suspension. You know what this goes to, Courtney? People who settle civil lawsuits.
Right.
If you settle a civil lawsuit, people go, oh, he must be guilty or she must be guilty.
Mm-hmm.
No, maybe your lawyer says it's best for you to settle. But if you do.
Sometimes cheaper.
But but if you do, in the court of public opinion, people will instantly say that person is guilty of something because if he wasn't, they wouldn't have settled. Mm-hmm. So I don't really look into that in saying that, oh, maybe there was something going on.
What about Aroldis Chapman in 2004 with the video where he was allegedly groping his mom?
Okay. So he's groping his mom's.
Yeah.
20 years ago. Now that's something that I might be a little bit like, hey.
I haven't seen that video.
Yeah, maybe he has a good relationship with his mother.
Wiggy's like, okay, I'll figure a way to explain that away in the next break.
Well, didn't we sit here and criticize? I didn't, but half of America did criticize Brady for kissing his son on the lips.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that.
So, I mean, some people have weird relationships with their kids.
The video is weird. Yeah. The video is weird.
It's a weird video.
Yeah, some people have weird relationships with their kids.
It's a very weird video. I will agree with you on that.
I've seen guys dance with their moms at the club like they just met.
Curtis,
wait
until 7 o'clock because there is a bag of R. Kelly merch that is arriving here at the radio station.
Convicted.
And Wiggy will offer a quick defense on R. Kelly.
Do you have your passport?
No.
Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America? America. America. You have your passport. Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America? America.
America.
So bad.
He's so talented.
Quick customer service alert right at the top of the show this morning. We have made things easier when it comes to communicating with the show and the radio station. So you can now text on the same line that you call this radio show on. which is 617-779-7937. So just a heads up on that. We were having issues with the text machine yesterday, and the fix appears to be that very thing. So just a note, if you text the program, and we love it when you do, and oftentimes I would suggest that some of the wittiest things that are ever uttered on this program are uttered via those of you who participate on the text line. So just a heads up on that. And we got a lot coming up on the show today, including our leads in about 10 minutes. They said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. We will discuss the Juan Soto news from John Heyman, which could be good, could be bad for those who are Boston Red Sox fans. So that will be a part of They Said It at 7 on this morning show. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45. Medical science wants you immediately to stop putting something on that you were putting on every morning because it is killing you. So we will get to that coming up during the news at 7:45. The 12 days of Chris Curtismas continue on, day number two today, and at 8:45, Curtis will re-gift for you with whatever he was able to find around here in the Odyssey Prize closets.
Another big autograph today, so don't
really?
Miss it. Yep.
Oh, wow. Curtis, yeah. You are killing it when
Thank
it comes
you.
To the 12 days of Chris Kringlemas. Chris Curtis Kringlemas.
Can yes. I just say, too, today's giveaway, something for everyone.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I think it's very diverse.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Very important.
I am a good person to be sharing the diverse gifts.
Very, 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 very important.
Yep.
And it is a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be with us at 9 this morning, and we will talk Celtics and the Cup. Right now, though, here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings. The Bruins get a win in overtime at the TD Garden, taking down the Red Wings 3-2. Pavel Zacha got the game winner. The guys improved to 5-2 under Joe Sacco. So maybe a bit of a turning of the tides
yes.
for the Bruins.
Yeah. I would have loved to watch that game if it didn't require that I put my phone up to the television, get a barcode, refinance my condo, and sell Bullet.
Right.
Like, it's a regular season Bruins game.
Right.
When I was a young man, I would go to Channel 38 for those. Everybody had Channel 38. It was very simple.
Mm-hmm.
When he was a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog.
Then I would just simply go to Nesson.
Yep.
Everybody had cable.
Yep.
Every single person in the United States of America, except for people in the middle part of the country and perhaps some parts of the Deep South, had cable. It was very simple. Last night, so frustrating. It was so frustrating. I don't want the ESPN app. I don't want it to, when my phone says you got to log in on the TV, I don't want to do that. I can't figure it out.
Right.
I'm old.
Even last night, you would think, like, all right, usually you did Nesson and Channel 38, but you would think, all right, it would be on ESPN
yep.
because they're promoting ESPN's new hockey thing, so it would be on their main channel. And then I was like, damn, is it on TNT? Because I know TNT has hockey.
Nope.
It wasn't their college basketball bumped the hockey games.
ESPN was college hoops, and it was frustrating. But whatever. Good win for those guys. They're on a bit of a roll. Yes, Curtis.
I just have a TV question. You've watched more TV than anybody I know.
Yep.
During Patriots games, you see the network promos. There's that guy who was on This Is Us, the blonde guy who is like on a CBS show.
Oh,
he's on Tracker.
Okay. If you want to make money, stop making sitcoms on TV. Nobody watches them. Literally nobody watches those anymore.
But I don't, what else? I agree with you, but what else would the network, what would they put on?
I don't know.
Like, they don't have, other than, like, Dateline and, 2020.
Those are moneymakers, though, for them.
They don't have anything else.
What about the
They don't have an original thought in their heads.
But in all sincerity, other than Netflix, network TV, was the last show that succeeded Yellowstone?
No, but it doesn't like all those CSI shows, Chicago Thursday or Wednesday, don't those shows do pretty good?
I mean...
Well, wait a minute. Did Yellowstone start on network TV?
I mean, not network, on cable TV.
Oh, started on FX. Okay.
It did?
Yeah.
I believe so.
It started on FX?
I believe so. But don't, like, the regular, the basic networks, the CBS, NBC, don't they have, like, a lot of the drama shows in there?
Yeah, like, This Is Us was probably the last one, like, appointment
right.
television.
And that was right before the pandemic.
Yeah. Well, it extended through, but yeah.
Right, it started,
All they do is a new version. Like, what's the one where the people investigate the crime?
CSI
Hawaii.
Correct.
All right.
All they do is do a new version of CSI with a new song from The Who as the intro of the show.
And who's the guy who takes off his sunglasses? Like, looks like this murder is stone cold.
Yeah. CSI Cleveland.
Yeah. I mean, it's like
New Heights CSI.
Yeah, I mean,
with
they got
Jason
every CSI. It's like ridiculous.
It's
crazy.
It's like Thursday CSI Lowell. All right. No offense.
That'd
Courtney.
Be a hit.
No offense.
It is back-to-back nights for the Bees. They have the Blackhawks in Chicago tonight. Puck drop is at 7:30. Here at home, the Celtics have the Pistons at the TD Garden. Tip is at 7:30. And the Seas finding out their fate last night. They were eliminated from the NBA Cup as the Knicks beat the Magic. 121.
No. They're out of the cup?
Yeah, 106. They needed the Knicks to lose or to beat the Magic by 38.
We were
to
close.
Advance. We were close.
I was watching that game.
And congratulations are in order to Jason Tatum, who was named Eastern Conference Player of the Month for October, November.
Excellent.
Exciting for him.
Excellent.
And so in the East for the NBA Cup, you have the Bucks taking on the Magic and the Knicks taking on the Hawks, while in the West, the Thunder have the Mavs and Rockets have the Warriors. We already brought it up this morning, but the Red Sox and free agent pitcher Aroldis Chapman have agreed to a one-year deal worth $10.75 million. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank. Member FDIC and DIF. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It is freezing. It feels like 17 in Boston, colder in the suburbs. Greg, race forecast for Saturday morning in the Seaport. Real feel of 17 at the start of the race.
Are you serious at 10 o'clock?
Right. You'll be able to see your trust fund.
that might be good for some of us who are hoping to set a personal best.
Yeah.
You think?
Because you don't have to worry about sweating and...
Way worse.
It's way worse?
You're going to feel frigid. You're going to feel like you can't move. That's like, you got to be warmed up. You got to make sure you stretch before something like this.
I am full of gratitude for you incredible people because we are literally approaching 2,000 of you who will run or walk their way through the Seaport on Saturday morning for the 11th annual Jingle All the Way 5K.
And I need Brett or Bobes or Glash or one of those guys to bring us Fettuccine Alfredo to reenact the office scene so Greg can eat that carb load before the race.
Are those sports hardos going to try to wedge themselves onto the Ken and Curtis show like they always do?
It's my favorite. It's a fun little segment. Okay, they pop on. You know.
We'll do that. It's a very special Christmas edition of the Ken and Curtis show on Saturday morning at 9.
Live in the Seaport at 9, and we can debut Greg, my big idea, Friends of Greg line.
We'll just
do a whole segment with it.
Okay, excellent. All right. We are going to get to our leads coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean, great pick from Lindsey Buckingham to start this morning. I love it.
Thank you. Credit should also go to you, seeing as I got it off your Instagram story when you were traveling to the home of our favorite person in the world, Bruce Springsteen, to the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, road trip song. I believe, stunningly, Christmas Vacation, the only film in the Vacation series that does not use Holiday Road. European Vacation does.
Oh, all right.
Original Vacation does.
Which you'd think is odd since it's the only one that involves an actual holiday.
Correct, Shime. Correct. That's why I find it to be weird.
Mm.
But anyway, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Best wishes to you and yours at this most joyous time of year. We will celebrate the season with our very own Grinch, Chris Curtis, at 8:45 this morning. The 12 days of Chris Curtismas continue. If you do nothing else this morning, listen around 8:45, and then I will tell you to call. And Curtis has lined up every single day in the lead up to the big holiday some incredible gifts that we are re-gifting to you that we did not give away this year. So,
if you win at 8:45, you will have Christmas for your whole family.
Really?
Wow. Yep.
Okay. All right. Can't wait. Before that, we will get to They Said It coming up at 7 on this morning's show. Right now, though, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Well, Shine, that is the former Mr. Gwyneth Paltrow and his band Coldplay. And Viva La Vida, is that the title?
That is correct. That it's one? Cold, so I wanted to play Coldplay. By the way, do you think he gets any cut of Goop?
I don't.
Were they married?
Yes.
Yeah. They have kids together.
Oh, okay. They had they had kids. They have a child who was early on when it came to the odd names for children. Like, they have a kid named Apple.
Apple. Oh, yeah, okay, she just Apple. Came out at the debutante ball in Paris last weekend.
Oh, Apple?
Yeah, yes. Apple. I saw that.
Yeah, she was the belle of the ball.
She was?
Yeah.
I didn't know Apple was a girl.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised your parents didn't get you into a debutante ball at some point.
Lowell didn't really have a lot of them.
Oh, they
didn't.
No.
They didn't?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Courtney grew up in the hood, Greg. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
I feel like at some point you considered using stolen valor to participate in a debutante ball.
I would have loved to.
In another city.
Yes.
In another place.
Like Louisiana, bring me down.
Right. Well, that's when they do in the South, like, don't they call it a coming out party or something like that?
Yeah.
When you enter, society. Or something like that? Yes.
Right. They banned social media. Where was that? Was that Australia recently?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
They should ban dressing up and making up children to be judged by adults. There is nothing about that that is redeeming, and it's just really sick for sick people.
Are you, is that on your mind because of the JonBenet Ramsey Netflix series?
It pains me to do this, Greg. I really hate it. I think you were right.
Thank you. Actually, there's news this morning, which we'll get to later.
Okay.
Yep. But
thank you, Curtis.
New evidence?
There could be new evidence.
All right.
And there's no way John Ramsey would be all over the place if he did it. There's no way, Curtis.
What really, there was a segment in that three-part docuseries on Netflix where he says, I lost my daughter, and then I've spent the rest of my life being accused of killing her. So if indeed he didn't, which we don't know for sure, but if he didn't, there's literally nothing on the planet worse. Like, you lose your young child, and then you get wrongly accused of murdering her. Never actually grieve.
We can get to it later. It was really disturbing yesterday because they got Geraldo Rivera to be on an interview with John Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
And Geraldo Rivera could not bring himself. If you watch that documentary, spoiler alert, Geraldo on his show that he used to do did a mock trial, like at the time that JonBenet had just been killed.
Yes.
And basically determined that the Ramseys did it. This is on network television with a mock jury and a mock judge.
Open up Capone's safe.
But anyway, they tried to get him to apologize. Like, the point of the segment was for him to apologize. And he basically couldn't bring himself. He said, we'll play it later. He was apologizing that John had to go through this. But, like, dude, like, you were wrong. Like, and you did it. It was sensational. You did it to get people to watch your show. That poor guy. I hope that they figure out who did it
before
he dies. He's in his 80s, well, John Ramsey.
And JonBenet's mom, Patty, already died, with people still thinking that she was involved in her daughter's death.
I mean, the DNA evidence shows that there was unidentified male DNA on her and at the scene.
Yes.
Like, it's just...
It's not a good feeling when you're accused of something that you didn't do.
Okay, here we go.
Just saying. I just bring it up. I haven't watched the Ramsey thing. I remember the case, you know, like everybody. And
are you working for Aroldis Chapman?
That's just a basic general statement for anybody.
Okay.
Yeah, that's for anybody.
Okay, Leeds. Shime, your lead this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. I'm sorry to do this, but I have to pivot away from sports. This is important. It's a food lead time.
You only pivot away from sports for food.
Yeah, there's only one thing that can draw me away from sports, and it's food.
Yes.
Okay. And while I was in London, actually, I had a delicious bratwurst.
Oh, okay.
It was there. They cooked on one of those.
Is that code?
No. I'm dead serious. As I am very, very German in heritage. Uh-huh. And so one thing that's very near and dear to me is a good brat. Okay. I love a good brat.
Brat summer.
Well, Disneyland has brought a new brat to the park.
Oh.
Edelweiss Snacks in Disneyland has introduced the garlic cheesy brat.
Oh, my Lord. Is that it on Twitch?
That is it on Twitch. Mitch has it for you.
Need now. Need immediately.
It is a garlic cheesy bratwurst inside a pretzel roll.
Mm. Oh, my Lord.
All right.
This was so popular that Edelweiss Snacks opens at 10:30, was sold out by 11 a.m. on the day of introduction.
Oh, they needed to limit one per person.
Originally, this was like a menu hack thing that they decided to actually put on the menu.
Huh.
And it's so popular that they're encouraging people to order ahead on the app so that you don't have to wait in the 30-minute line.
Oh, look at the view of that particular angle.
Yeah, the cheese.
The cheesy.
Shows the cheese and the pretzel roll.
Mm. Slap a little mustard on that puppy
and
we
are cooking.
Is it
grilled sausage, too? They grill them up?
I believe so, Wiggy. Yes, right. I believe it is a nice grilled brat for you. Ooh. So I know Courtney won't like it, but it's got a real good snap to it.
Ugh. All right.
It's
the only way I can eat a brat or sausage is grilled.
As a big fan of bratwursts, I commend Disneyland. Don't do that very often. I commend Disneyland on their innovation, their decision to incorporate this product. I, for one, want to go to Disneyland just to eat this.
I see. Is it? Do we know if it is RFK Jr. approved? Or
doubt it. Don't care.
Okay, you don't care about
that.
Also, I noticed when I was looking at that on Twitch, it is a very affordable $27 at Disney.
Actually,
for that.
Half that price, $13.
Oh, not bad.
Not bad.
Okay. Not terrible.
Okay.
Can I bring up another food take that Chime had this morning with me off air that just is sticking with me?
Oh, it's not.
I brought up when he was in London, I said, did you go to the Edinburgh market and get the strawberries in chocolate? Which is like a big TikTok thing. Everybody's going and getting these strawberries and milk chocolate. They look delicious. He says, I'm not really a big strawberry guy. I know, surprising, because they're a real sensual fruit.
What?
They are.
And I said, well, that's, in my head, I'm like,
that to you?
We continued the conversation. Then after, I'm like, I wasn't really going down the road of like it being sensual.
That sounds like an odd attempt at a pickup line.
No, absolutely not.
Well, anytime strawberry and chocolate come together, right, it's usually an essential way.
Thank you, Wiggy.
I just thought it looked delicious, but it also, like, I Chime was like being this very like macho sensual. I know it's surprising. I don't like them because they're sensual.
Well, I'm no,
like,
I just meant surprising because I don't like
flex?
Food. But
yeah.
He's trying to indicate that he's a very sensual, yet strong and romantic human being.
Well, I never indicated that I was macho.
But sensual.
That's the mix.
You know?
That's when chocolate and strawberries get together.
People always feed
situation.
Others strawberries.
Somebody dips it in the chocolate and they drip it all over them and they put it in the mouth. So
a lot of licking involved.
Yes.
Everything to you is a script in a porno.
But that's the reality. Let's not act like you don't know now. Greg, you talk about how long you've been on this earth.
Yeah.
And for you, for how old, whatever, you're 54 years on this earth. You've been
58.
58. All right.
He's trying to be nice.
For 48 of them, you've been on the rock. Like, what? People, they dip strawberries in chocolate?
People are actually using food in their lovemaking?
Yes.
That's inappropriate.
Can you name a more sensual fruit than strawberries?
There's way too much sensual talk.
A banana?
No. Sean's right.
Like, I don't know. A few.
A banana?
I don't think
it's
a banana.
I don't think, yeah.
What about the eggplant?
Okay.
Like, that's what it looks like. That it does not scream sensual to me. It just screams delicious.
Well, right. I had never seen them.
That's
I
like basically just looks like the top of every single acai bowl.
Yes. Right.
That looks like the bamboo juice bar
that I eat.
Okay. They look really good.
Excellent lead, Chime.
Thank
I
you.
I love when you pivot away from sports, only for food.
Good
only
sausage food. Lead.
Okay. We are going to get to the rest of the leads. We'll get one from Curtis. Curtis. Topic of your lead or tease for your lead?
I'm for more death penalty. Oh. And I have to say, another nation did it, and I think we should follow suit.
Oh, okay. All right. We will get to the rest of the leads next. Tomorrow on this show, Bill O'Brien at 6:45 as Boston College awaits their bowl designation, and Mike Milbury at 9 on a Bruins Thursday. And then on Friday, a tradition that began when Shime was 12. I'm guessing in seventh grade. Didn't you do seventh grade 3 years in a row, if I remember correctly, Sean?
No, Greg.
Okay.
I didn't need to.
Did they feel like you were too big? You should have been in eighth or ninth, but you were actually in seventh?
That's probably plausible. Right. Yeah, that's probably why I couldn't play football as a child.
The 20th annual Toys for Tots show on Friday. We will be at Bach Exotics, the Ferrari store on the Auto Mile, Route 1 in Norwood. And hopefully we will see you there with a new unwrapped toy or multiple new unwrapped toys for the Marines who will be with us. Santa Claus will be with us. There's breakfast. There's gifts. There's Rob Ninkovich. There's a whole lot of fun on Friday morning. So can't wait to see you all on Friday morning for that show. But we got some leads left this morning. Hello, Curtis.
Hello, Greg. So in Vietnam, a financial tycoon, property tycoon, was given the death penalty over $34 billion in bank fraud, embezzling, misappropriating, spending money that was invested in ways it was not set to be invested in, stealing from others, and decimating
people. They don't mess around over there, Curtis.
They do not. And my thing is, like, there are certain crimes, like Bernie Madoff, ruined charities, ruined innocent men, women, and children for generations. And he gets to live. But those people, do you know how many suicides there were after the Madoff scandal was unraveled?
Including his own son.
Right.
Who was, you know, so clearly embarrassed by what his dad did.
Right. Like, I feel like if there was a recidivist pedophile that was found in Ohio a couple weeks ago, I read a story about it. Like, he served 10 years and did it again. Like, goodbye. See you later. Like, there are certain things, if you go to such an extent to ruin so many lives, then that should be on the table, because obviously murder's awful, but stealing everything somebody has for no other reason than you're just an evil person. Why not do it?
Sure.
So I'm just throwing it out there. I think, you know, it was interesting to see. I thought we should have done that with Bernie Madoff.
Yeah.
In Vietnam, I think they got this right.
All right, Curtis. Thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It was announced yesterday that Aaron Rodgers' three-part docuseries will be coming out on Netflix. And let me tell you, this covers everything. Here's a bit of the trailer.
I live between two worlds of the extroverted.
1, 2, 3, dominate!
And an introverted lover of silence. I'm trying to beat back Father Time and the expectations.
Aaron Rodgers ain't for everybody.
Rodgers has shared controversial and crazy conspiracy theories.
It just feels like you're either for him or against him.
Losing friendships, family. It was heartbreaking.
Here come the Jets.
I'm coming back to do it all.
What's the risk of playing?
That's not normal.
People getting to see behind the curtain.
Have you thought about going into politics?
Once I started my spiritual journey, everything shifted.
The metamorphosis is happening.
Most people are not doing the walking.
I'm not most people. I'm trying to find what a new edge is.
So that is coming to your screens December 17th. Yeah. And let me tell you, if you're looking for me that day, that is where I will be.
All right.
It looks so bad that I will not be able to turn away. Yeah. I am an advocate of, if you are a big hater of somebody, you are also their biggest fan. So if Aaron Rodgers has zero fans, I must be dead. Because everything this guy does, I roll my eyes, I harumph. I can't turn away.
Uh-huh.
I consume everything. Yes. I am obsessed with realizing whether or not he is going to retire. I was obsessed with his whole family drama. I'm obsessed with his relationship with women. I'm obsessed with his darkness retreats. He was on for a blip when it came to his first season with the Jets on TV. I all of a sudden became a fan for a blink. And now he is such an enigma. And I can't get enough of it. Like, I am, I think, obsessed with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, you remember, you liked him at a point in time.
That's what I said. Yeah. He was on Hard Knocks for a blink.
He's different.
Well, he said, I think I heard him say, he loves silence unless he's speaking. is what he said.
He's a different dude.
You're going to get to watch him take ayahuasca and go into his darkness retreat.
It seems like he will talk about his family, which he hasn't done.
Yeah.
I am going to be set for this docuseries, 3 parts.
Okay.
I mean, that's a snack in the afternoon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I want to know everything. I don't like the guy. I don't like him. I don't agree with him on almost everything he says, but I can't turn away.
All right. Let us know how it is.
All right. And so that premieres on December 17th. Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
We got to take a quick break. But we will get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next.